Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the energies for the full moon that's occurring on February 24th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and the energies that may present under this illumination. Before we get into the forecast, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll look at your own personal numerology, please book some time with me. I'd love to work with you. My information is in the description box below. All right, let's get into it. Life path four. So we're going to be working with the energy of the 11-2 at this full moon, along with owl energy. So the 11-2 coming through, there's definitely something here where there's an emphasis being put on inspiration and what inspires us. So if we're doing things out of loyalty or obligation, and we're sort of stuck in a rut with that, this energy is going to come in and sort of shake it up a little bit, to sort of help us to tune back into our heart center and to align with our own sort of desires and hopes and dreams and wishes, right? And what inspires us. This is also a great time for things to come in that we hadn't thought of before, that sparks that passion or, again, that inspiration. And we're truly meant to follow that. So the 11-2 helps us to do that. It's going to say, where is it that you're stuck in a routine or a rut, or you're being a little too close-minded or not thinking outside the box? This 11-2 energy comes in to push us further, to push us further in the direction of our own heart's desires, right? So that we build the dream that is most aligned with our heart and soul, as opposed to building the dream of others for ourselves. There can be additional challenges that come in with the 11-2 energy, and it's not a punitive energy that says, okay, this is, you know, it's just there to make your life miserable. It's more about, you know, where these challenges surface, there's something deeper you're meant to see. It's showing you where it is that, you know, especially those challenges where you can't overcome them, like it seems like everything you try to do, you hit a wall. That's sort of the universe redirecting you. That's your soul redirecting you. Because sometimes, especially with four energy, if we see it and we see it as a solution and we lock eyes on it, we're going towards that. And sometimes that can be a great thing, right? There's a lot of, you know, a lot can be achieved with that. You know, the energy, but we can get so hyper-focused on it that we stay loyal to it even when it no longer serves us. And so the 11-2 comes in and says, here's some additional challenges to kind of help you to see that you're going towards something that's not serving you anymore, or that's never served you, and it's time to redirect. So really, that's one of the more difficult things that fours can, you know, have to do in this lifetime, is know when to release and shift gears and move in a different direction. And the 11-2 helps us to do that. So you could find that you release some things around this full moon, that you let them go, that you stop moving towards them and shift gears towards something that really speaks to your heart and that truly inspires you and lights you up and really pushes you back into your heart center, which is where the four is meant to be sort of moving from to begin with. The other energy, of course, is the owl energy. And with this energy, there's definitely something here about seeing through the illusions or seeing deeper into something and uncovering something deeper about self, about a situation, about another person. But it's this kind of energy of seeing through the dark, right? Or again, seeing through the smoke and mirrors. So there may be a situation where someone's not being entirely honest with you or giving you all of the information. And the four is a very intuitive energy. It's a very heart-led intuitive energy. So you are meant to follow your intuition in this lifetime. I mean, we all are, but the four is absolutely meant to sort of not bypass, but work in tandem with the knowledge and the logic, right? In a way that sort of allows you to work with all sides of yourself. So owl energy is saying, follow your gut, follow your hunch, follow that intuition. If something feels off, it's probably off, and you can get to the depths of it, right? Especially under this energy. And you're meant to dig a little and see what's really going on beneath the surface. And that can be with you and your own emotions, or it can be around a situation. And then in doing so, it will likely open you up more to whatever it is that you're meant to be moving towards, or whatever it is that you're meant to be releasing, so that the new can come in and you can move towards that, as long as it inspires you and it feels aligned with your heart center. So beautiful energy fours, definitely meant to follow our inspiration and our intuition around this full moon. Hope it's a great one. Take care. Bye for now.